Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
If you ever get to visit Liverpool, it's impossible to be unaware that this is the birthplace of the Beatles. What, with the Fab Four shop, their own museum and lots of memorabilia for sale, not to mention their music playing in many shops. The Mersey Sound by the many bands that came out of Liverpool is synonymous with the 1960s and arguably changed the face of pop music. Back then, like now, pop songs sing about love with the challenges, joys and tears that this brings. There are many ways to show this love. But how surprised would you be when your visit to Liverpool takes you to Albert Dock, where there are rows and rows of padlocks attached to the fence by the river? On each lock, there are names of partners and the date they attached the padlock to the fence. Some written in pen, others have gone to the trouble of having them engraved. Some of the locks have been there many years, if the rust is anything to go by. So, did the relationship survive better than the symbol of their love? The cynic in me might wonder how many of the couples were still together, but I refuse to be that cynic. Let's be positive. The romantic would find these shows of undying love enchanting. Undying love. But what about dying love? In antiquity, in Paul's letters, he wrote to those living in Rome saying, we can understand someone dying for a person worth dying for, and we can understand how someone good and noble could inspire us to selfless sacrifice. But Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. And may I add, a torturous, brutal death. Sure, people have given their lives to save their friends and family, or they've given their life sharing a common cause. But Paul's point was, we were strangers and hostile towards Jesus, so why on earth would he die for us? That's love. And all these years later, his love is still there for us, just as if our name was written alongside his on our very own padlock. I'm Aaron Wright.